79. Don Quixote.
I just found a book in the library, a Spanish one. Is it famous? I don't know the name, but I'm sure I've heard of the author.
Let's see. Cervantes. Yes, he's a very famous author. This book is Don Quixote, but nowadays we spell it Quixote in Spanish.
Oh, so Quixote is old-fashioned. Yes, I knew I'd heard of Cervantes, but I've never read the book.
Well, I guess it's pretty heavy going. But if you can finish it, it's really worth it. It's a masterpiece.
Really? It says here that the first part was published in 1605 and the second in 1615. That's a long time ago.
But it's one of the earliest written novels in a modern European language and is one of the most influential works of Spanish literature.
I see. So he must have been an excellent writer, perhaps well ahead of his time.
His full name was Miguel de Cervantes Saavedra, and most people believe him to be brilliant. I read the book before, but as I say, it can be challenging.
What's it about? I mean, Don Quixote was a bit crazy, wasn't he?
The book tells the story of Alonso Quijano, a man who has read so many stories about brave knights that he goes mad and renames himself Don Quixote de la Mancha.
So he thinks he really is a knight. Okay, and what does he do? Where does he go?
Well, he sets out to fight injustice in the name of his beloved maiden, Aldonza, or as he knows her in his mind, Dulcinea del Toboso.
So, it's a love story then. But I think nowadays we have words in English based on him. For example, the adjective quixotic, which means idealistic and impractical, derives from his name.
Oh, really? You use his name in English? I never knew that.
Yes, we do. So, I think he wasn't just famous in Spain. He's famous throughout the whole English-speaking world.
If I were you, I'd read it. You may even find some more words or phrases we use in English.
Thank you.